One for each of you, Blake. What was your impression of the play involving Mark Scheifele?
I didn't see it, and I haven't seen it. So that's my, I don't have a good answer for it.
Loss. Sorry, can you describe the impact of losing Mark that early in the series?
Yeah, well, we don't know the severity of it. We don't know what's going to happen. I think that's, you know, it's kind of a self, you know, that's kind of a rhetorical question in a way. You know, arguably your top player, top offensive player, and logged so many minutes, and especially down the middle, such a huge piece of what we do and what we need to do. And, you know, no matter what, you can't replicate what he brings to our lineup. So, you know, we talked before this game a couple of years ago. I mean, 14 goals in a playoff run, 11 on the road. I mean, that's the type of guy Mark Scheifele is. There's nobody, well, we did the history. I mean, there's nobody that's done that ever. So, yeah, it's a big piece of what we do.
For you, why was it so difficult to sustain offensive zone time tonight?
I feel like they were pretty good at, you know, bottling us up in the neutral zone. Didn't feel like we gained their blue line with a lot of speed too often. And when we did, it felt like, you know, they had guys in right positions, and we were maybe trying to do too much with the puck. So, yeah, I feel like the first, you know, first 15 minutes of the game, we were playing our game. We were playing fast. We were making them defend us. We were getting to their D, and then I don't know exactly what the turning point was, but felt like with 5 minutes left, everything kind of changed, and they started to really bottle us up through the neutral zone, and we kind of stopped playing the way that, you know, we're supposed to play, and we are capable of playing, coming through the neutral zone and being direct going into their zone.
Next question for Ted Wyman, Winnipeg Sun.
Hi, Blake. Obviously, tough night for the power play tonight. Is that a byproduct of losing Mark that is so disrupted by that, or is it rust, or how would you put your finger on it?
Well, for sure. You know, the last couple, we didn't have Mark or Patty. I mean, that's you know, 80 to 100 goals in a season that you're losing from your lineup. That's directly why you have a good power play. You got guys that can shoot the puck like that. But on top of that, you know, the guys that are out there, we got a lot better than what we put forward tonight. I mean, we didn't win hardly any battles, and it's an area that, you know, it's an easy fix. Just simplify some things, win a couple battles, and we'll get the power play back on track. We got a lot of confidence in our power play.
Next question from Mike McIntyre, Winnipeg Free Press.
Blake or Andrew, either one of you can take this one. You guys have dealt with so much adversity this season, right, from training camp sort of all the way through. How much of that will you now lean on to try and get back into this series and possibly do it without a couple of key players, if that's the case?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's been our calling card all year, is, you know, being able to handle adversity right from the first day of training camp. You know, even want to go back into the summer a bit. So, you know, we've handled it, you know, as well as we can all year in terms of on-ice performance, but we've handled it mentally even better, I think. So it's going to be another hurdle for us. But like I said, we've been doing it all year. And, you know, if, you know, we miss any of those guys, you know, it's going to be a collective effort for sure, but we've handled, you know, circumstances all year. So we're going to have to rely on that, you know, next man up mentality and that team play that, you know, we're capable of playing.
Next question for Thomas Drance, The Athletic.
Gentlemen, thank you for taking the time. Hoping I can get both of you to answer this. I know you got a taste of it in preseason, but this was really the first time in a game with stakes you were playing where there's no reaction to a goal or a fight or even a blocked shot. What was that like? That experience, like, from both of your perspectives?
It was fine. I mean, when the puck's in play, you're not paying attention to what's going on in the crowd. I mean, the from a fan's perspective, when you're watching the games and a goal scored and the goal horn's a couple seconds late and there's no reaction, it's a little weird for sure. But on the ice, you know, you get pretty fired up when a goal is scored. And I didn't find much of a difference.
Yeah, I mean, half the time you're playing on the road and the building gets silent when you score a goal. So it just feels like we're playing on the road.
Next, we'll take questions from Zoom participants. Please use the raise your hand function and unmute yourself. First question goes to Mirai Atash.
Hey guys, thanks for taking the time. I'm just wondering from each of you guys' perspective, are there positives in this game that you can take forward, or is it 100% park it and move on?
Yeah, we didn't play very well. We can play a lot better than that. That's a positive. I mean, we come out and play a brand of hockey that is suited to us and clean up our special teams a little bit. I mean, you know, the first question for Copper was what was wrong with us 5-on-5? Well, they didn't do anything 5-on-5. You know what I mean? They scored twice on the power play and once shorthanded. So do a little bit better job on our special teams and build a little bit more simplicity into our game 5-on-5. And that's it. You know, it's one game.
Yeah, I got nothing to add.
That looks like it's it. Andrew and Blake, thank you. Next, we'll have Coach Palmer.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.